you understand what I'm saying.
Was the first half hole too big to climb out of tonight, Coach?
Well, that happens in games. I won't say that. It's certainly not a place where you want to be. 31-20 in the first quarter. That's unacceptable. You know, I tell our guys all the time about the ability to approach the game the same way every time. It's a skill, and that's when you become a professional. And if we want our fans to come out and support us, you know, the way that most of the other teams do in the NBA, we got to be able to bring the energy and effort, because we don't have high-level talent at every position. And we just didn't have it in the first quarter tonight. I thought the second quarter was a bit blasé. In the second half, I think we outscored them 56-44. And we just had so many mistakes tonight defensively. On things that we know better. It just didn't work out the way that we had planned or drew it up in our film sessions and on the floor. But I got to tell you, I love the way our guys compete. You know, we don't give in. Even when we get down, the guys just continue to compete and play until there's no more time on the clock. And that's something I'm really proud of.
Does that create a, I don't know how to put this, you know, you're wanting them to learn from their mistakes.
Yeah.
And yet they show you that fight.
Yeah.
Does it sometimes make it difficult to kind of get them where you want them, I guess, as far as when games get ugly like that?
Well, you got to coach. And that's the tough part about my job. Even when you know they're trying to do it, you still got to coach them and encourage them the best way you know how. Some people think it's criticism, but you got to coach them. And you can't leave any stone unturned is the way I look at it. And so when guys make mistakes, I got to show them. I got to talk to them. They may get embarrassed, but we know that the end result is going to be a better team. And, you know, I'm tired of talking about young, but that's what we are. You know, we just have a lot of young guys out there. The problem I have is when we have veteran guys out there making mistakes. That's when you get a bit frustrated. Austin, if he's making mistakes, AD's making mistakes, Brian, that's a different deal. But we got to make sure our veterans are doing the right things as an example for those young guys.
Yet down the stretch, you get it to what? Almost a two-possession game. Even at one point, it was a one-possession game. What prevented you from kind of capping a very large comeback?
They just outworked us for offensive rebounds. I thought it was a four-point game, and Bogans comes up with a huge rebound after we get a stop. Even in the first half, we were trying to cut it to 13. We leave Darren open for a wide-open three in our zone. Nobody even was within 10 feet of him. And those are things that I look at, not just those last few plays where we could have cut it to two or, you know, maybe even tied it up. It's the meat of the game. That's where you lose it to me. When you get down the stretch, usually teams with superstars end up winning those games because those guys know what to do. They know what to read. They have an understanding of when to attack the basket. I just thought in the meat of the game tonight, we just had a few too many lapses.
Last one for me. Is there anything you can tell us about what happened to Anthony Davis' shoulder in the second half?
I don't know. When I'm looking at a guy and he's holding his shoulder like that, I'm not going to put him back out there. You know, I have to be the brains for our guys. I wanted to play Jason down the stretch the whole time, but I can't do that. You know, these guys mean a lot to me, and when I see guys hurting in that way, I have to err on the side of caution. So I'll talk to the doctors or the trainers and find out, but when a guy's holding his shoulder like that, I got to hold him out. Now, they told me he could go back in. But I decided not to put him back out there. If anybody's upset about him not playing, they just have to be upset with me.
Fair enough. Coach, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep.